Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Here at the Tamar Yonah Show on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. And what we are going to be discussing today is Jordanians who step on the Israeli flag. Did you know that there's a building in Jordan that as you enter the big glass doors, there is a huge Israeli flag on the floor there, and people walk over it purposely to show their disdain for Israel. Jordan, for anyone who does not remember, has a peace treaty with Israel. We are supposed to be peace partners. And a big news story came out when they showed a picture of this in the press. And one of the people walking on this is no less than a Jordanian government minister. How is that? Well, we're going to be speaking today with a Jordanian man who is very upset about what is happening, and he wants to come on and he wants to tell you his thoughts on the importance of peace with Israel and what is happening in Jordan. So we're going to get an inside peek into the Jordanian society, their feelings about Israel. And if you'd like to call in and ask any questions, feel free to do so. We are broadcasting live if you're listening on Tuesday morning between 7 and 8 a.m. Israel time, holy time, or if it's between midnight to 1 a.m. U.S. Eastern time, that means that we are live and you can call into the show. Our numbers are on our homepage at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. And I want to say hi to people who are listening in from all over the world, all over the United States and Israel, Canada, Australia, Romania, shalom in Romania, Norway, and other places as well. It's great to see you here listening. Join me in the chat room. It's the orange button on the player of Israel News Talk Radio or on our homepage at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. It's a lot of fun. You'll meet nice people there. You'll be able to see what other people are thinking as the show is progressing. They'll write their comments down. You can too, and you'll make some new friends. So join me in there. It's the closest you can get to being in the studio with me. We'll be right back.
G'day, I'm Jono Vandor.
And I'm Ross Nichols.
Join us on our program, Israel on My Mind, a show that broadcasts all the weekly goodness that flows like milk and honey from the Holy Land straight into your ears with humorous and happy news stories.
We're going to be talking about...
What are we going to talk about?
A person who takes out a terrorist with a pizza tray.
And there's Donald Trump talking to a turkey. What's that about?
A 71-year-old rock star is a staunch supporter of Israel.
Join us on our program, Israel on My Mind.
Every Thursday.
We are back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. And I don't know if you have all seen the picture, but there is a picture of Jordanians walking into a building, and there is an Israeli flag on the floor that they are walking on as they enter the building. And the thing about this is that they're supposed to be peace between Jordan and Israel, and yet a Jordanian government minister walked on the flag as well. So this bothered one Jordanian man who contacted me and said, Tamar, I want to come on and speak about this. My guest today is Ahmed Khalifa. He is an artist and historian from a tribe that claims to descend from Yitro, or Jethro, who was Moses' father-in-law. Ahmed uses his art to promote peace between Jordan and Israel. He has been to Israel at least 7 times, and he loves working for the Israelis and Arabs to enjoy a real peace together. And I will post, actually, I have already posted the link to where to see this picture of the Jordanians walking on the Israeli flag in this building. It is posted in the chat room. So if you want to see this picture, go to the chat room and scroll up and look for that link that I posted. I want to welcome to the show now Ahmed Khalifa. Salam, Ahmed.
Salam. Salam. Shalom.
It's good to have you on. So tell us about this story about the walking on the flag of Israel by a Jordanian minister.
Yeah. I think she was visiting, first of all, she's the spokes of the government team and press minister. She visited the engineering syndicate. There's a flag, which is the Israeli flag. It was, they put it on the floor.
Is this a real flag or is it painted on the floor?
It's painted.
Okay.
Anyway,
they painted
the matter,
okay.
The matter is not about the flag. This is something else.
Okay.
Political. That's something more important. And that's why I apologize for myself. I didn't like this scene to put step on David's star. This is also a symbol of Prophet David.
So you don't like that they're stepping on the Jewish star, the Star of David?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. That's it. This is in that side of religious, and to respect even the religion. On the other side, we have a peace. Israel is member in UN, we have other flag, which is in Amman, in the Rabia area, which is where the Israeli embassy. But I think this is something against law, just spoiling a kind of relation from the syndicate or some people. I think I'm thinking now to go to follow them through law.
Let me ask you this, Ahmed. Does the King Abdullah know about this? And if he does, why isn't anything done, do you think?
Yeah. As you know, the king is the king, you know. He just gave kind of authority to government. So he can't follow every step. He don't know what's in their mind. Like this, she need publicity because she was failure, I think, in some matter with those protesters. She can't deal. She was choosing because she's a friend of the prime minister. This is how they run the country these days, the government. So she did that just in between, you know. I think it's kind of game just to get publicity here from the camps or the people who are anti-normalism.
So you're saying that she stepped on the flag purposely in order to make herself more popular among the Jordanians?
Yes. Israel became like a hanger for any failure just to attack or to do something. And even when they want to go to the election, the parliament, just this is the majority. We should follow. We miss our late king also, King Hussein, who was strict in this. And I think King Abdullah, he's strict about this. But I was surprised that they didn't just say something from the chief of royal court, just to go and say apologize or say this is a kind of mistake, and they should ask her to resign.
So basically what you're saying here is that the king is pretty weak, that the prime minister is running the show?
No, sorry. The king is our safety. This is, I mean it fully. Our safety and your safety. More than, which is important, more than 300 kilometers border, he control it. So he has his interest, he has his job. You hear him when he go out, how he talk. He's strong. And I'm telling you, the majority here forget about those kids who are going to the fourth circle, where the circle, the place next to the prime ministry to protest. But the king, nobody think that. Only they said, king is our safety.
All right. And who has more power in Jordan, the prime minister or King Abdullah?
King Abdullah.
Okay, and so if he's got more power, then he should be able to take care of this. Is that who you're going to write to protest about this?
Yes. I did it before when they burned it in the parliament. I have letters. It's I think it's kept now in foreign ministry in Israel, in Jordan section. I protest that with telegram. I send it to the royal court. It was during that Mr. Dahabi. So it's, you know, when the people here in Jordan, or the prime minister, he was shocked that he became prime minister. I think so.
So I just want to say that the minister who walked on the flag, for all of our listeners, female. Is also she is the media and communications minister. So this is really quite funny. Ironic.
Yeah, sure.
And it says here in the article that she was praised on social media for stepping on the flag as she arrived for some meeting. So the Jordanians were praising her. Tell us about the feelings of the Jordanian people. I know that officially there's a peace agreement between Jordan and Israel, but what about the people? How do the people, the Jordanian people, feel about Israel?
It's mean that you're asking me about the people who kept silent. The people who, you know, they are out of this conflict. Mostly the educated people, they are with peace, you know, with full peace. There's kind of problems like Jerusalem, even the mosque or that thing. They make them, you know, worried about this. But it's like that Hashemite caring, or under the caring of King Abdullah Al-Aqsa. And this is very important.
It says here for this meeting in the article that the Jordanian prime minister, and help me with the name here, Omar al-Razaz, was reported to have entered the same building, but he entered through a side door so he wouldn't be stepping on the Israeli flag.
From the kitchen door. So nobody could, it's not kitchen, also there's another entrance. This is the game. The syndicate, they have they have another entry. So he entered from that side. I don't know. He was supposed just to enter from the mainland. And it was opportunity as a prime minister. If he's strong, he could tell them, I'm not going to come unless you take this flag off, or the paint of the flag. Mm-hmm. At least they could cover it with the carpet, you know? This is how politicians act. I don't want to give excuse or something, or I'm blaming. Okay, they could cover it at least, kind of respect.
Tell me more about the people, the Jordanian people, because on the social media, they were supporting what this minister did.
No, they make it as a joke, which is make him weak, you know. It's not, there's two ideas, the anti-normalism. They start and they don't attack him because he's, it's kind of a game. It's not a behavior of politician. It should be, as I told you, and I repeat it again, he's the highly person after the king. He should ask them to take it off.
Okay, hold it right there. We're going to a break. We're speaking with Ahmed Khalifa from Jordan. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to call in. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. This is Andrea Simintow from Jerusalem, inviting you to drop everything and join me on my show, Pull Up a Chair. We'll visit this week's quirky stories, meet fabulous guests, and discover my Israel. Together, we'll laugh, shout, and explain the topics that make us say, hey, we've got to talk about that. So get comfortable and pull up a chair with me, Andrea Simintow, every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
All right, we are here live at the Tamar Yonah Show here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. And we're talking to Ahmed Khalifa. He is a Jordanian artist and historian. He does a lot of art shows that promote peace. And he is here on the air to answer any questions that you might have and questions that I have as well. Feel free to call in if you do want to comment or have any questions. So, Ahmad, before the break, I was asking you about the general feeling of the Jordanians in Jordan about Israel. Do they hate Israel, love Israel? They don't even think and care about Israel. Where do they, how do they feel?
It's about that, the media, how they show Gaza. But I want to ask them, who's occupying Gaza now? This is a big question. Who's occupying? Israel withdrew from Gaza. But now who's occupying? Who's taking the people as protection for their games? I think the people there, the leaders who lead there, they announce war.
You're talking about the Hamas. The answer.
Yes, Hamas and Jihad.
Okay, but so basically you're saying that the Jordanians are reading in their newspapers that all what's happening in Gaza, and so this incites them to dislike or hate Israel, and you're asking the question, well, who's occupying Gaza right now? Who's in there?
Yes.
And it's the Hamas, and so their hatred should go towards Hamas and not Israel. Is that what you're saying?
I think if it's under the control of authority and Mr. Abbas, I don't think that Israel will attack Gaza. You got it?
You're thinking if Mahmoud Abbas was the head of Gaza, that Israel would not be attacking?
It would be like Ramallah. Now Ramallah exists. It's under his control. There's kind of terrorism or something like that. He faces it, and they control it, and they have cooperation with through the peace process, which is... there's something about Oslo. I don't like it. I'm supporting Wadi Arab. I don't want to get in a Palestinian issue.
You don't want to get into the Palestinian issue. I understand that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question, Ahmad.
I'm talking as a person from Jordan. I don't have any politics.
Okay, I understand you don't want to comment on that. Let me ask you this, though. Yeah. Can you get into any trouble that you're speaking right now on an Israeli radio station?
Sure.
Then why are you doing it? Why are you endangering yourself?
When you fall in love or you get in peace, you expect anything. And it's kind of responsibility for the new generation. And I'm following the step of our late king and our present king. And his, by the way... they are good, they are peaceful. This is now Jordan exists as a small country, a big thought. As he said, our late king, he said, when we do war, we do it in honor. When we make peace, we should do it in honor. That's why we got like Jordan and many problems. That soldier, when he killed, they solved it. So we don't want to lose this opportunity. Now we have it.
Ahmad, what could happen to you? You said that it could be dangerous that you're speaking to us here on Israel News Talk Radio. What could happen to you?
Like before, I was attacked by members of Hamas and the government, and I complained. Now, I don't know, social media will just start abusing or something like that. The people, I'll be boycotted. By the way, since 2006, I'm suffering. I send my children to the United States to study. Here, I face school. And by the way, the education is controlled by those either religious or either, I don't want to mention it, but I'm forced because it touched me personally in my family. It's like Palestinian ones who are again anti-normalism control the kind of private education. So I try each year, each IPS problem, sure.
Well, we want you to be safe.
Leave
we don't want anything to happen to you.
Leave my house, by the way, huh?
I said
Sorry?
That we want you to be safe. We don't want anything to happen to you.
I could protect myself. Also, you said I'm tribal. So anybody who hear me, he didn't like this. I'll be in downtown next to Husseini Mosque. I'm wearing like a brown
don't bring trouble upon yourself.
I'll go downtown now, opposite to King Husseini. I'll be there until 12. If somebody don't like, he will put the face me in.
Well, we pray that you'll be safe and that you won't have any trouble. Yeah. Ahmed,
anyway,
tell us about.
I'm ready to sacrifice for peace. Really, if I lost my life, it's okay. It would make wave in that lake. So we need now to go through peace. There is light, and I see it, and everybody see it. In the end of that black tunnel, there is light. Just we have to reach it.
You are a brave
it's
man.
Easy.
Do you ever think of leaving Jordan to the United States or someplace where it's safer for you to speak your mind?
I don't think I need it now, but we will see. I told you, it's about the high authority, which is the king. He support or didn't support. This is another matter to think about.
How strong is the king? We hear from some people that the king is weak, that other power struggles are in the Jordanian kingdom. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, like the present prime minister, he was thinking that, okay, with his kind of parties or children who are protesting, they said weak. It's like the stick and the donkey, just that carrot. So sometimes they said he's weak. He's not. He got the authority in strong hand, but he's, you know, he should, as a king, he should discover the loyalty, who's with, who's against. So I don't think that he's weak. And I don't listen for those people who are outside. You ask me if I want to go to stay outside or to protest. When you have problem, face it inside your country. If you are talking out, you are coward. Just to be, yeah. When you want to face, I could face. I could speak. And we did it before, I think, at 1995. They could go to record. I lost one of my brothers with that. And we didn't think to leave. This is our country.
Tell us about
the
Syria.
Like Israeli and Jews, they dream thousands of times to go back to. How could I leave my homeland? Do you think it's easy? It's not easy.
No, it's not easy. But if you're talking about life and death, then there's nothing to talk about.
Either I'll be like talking to you, inshallah, next time, or I'll be buried in my country, in my homeland.
Tell us about Syria. We have we hear that a lot of Syrian refugees are pouring into Jordan, have poured into Jordan. Tell us about that.
There's a lot that kind of, I can't repeat after His Majesty, that kind of support. I don't know why they are neglecting those people. Jordan can't face it, face those refugees service alone. This has affected us economically. They are like our brothers, but we can't, we lost the support for bread, we lost the support for fuel. We became 9 million.
You became what?
9 million now, all together.
Nine million.
It was like before, 2 years, it was six.
So and, you got 3 million people from Syria?
I want to mention something. Yeah. More of a weird, you don't think that we have those two camps or that three, the third one. In Erbil, there's a lot of majority because it's on the regime and the border. And there's kind of, which is, remind me of that project. You can't, they are Syrian, but they have cousins here. It's a kind of tribal, but they are Syrian. They have, they live as Syrian, with Syrian, but they have a president, they have government, even they, don't think to rebuilding Syria. They should focus on this, even for service. Okay, if Assad win, he should give them the service.
Ahmed, you know? We have to take another break, but I want to ask you, when we get back, I want you to describe to our listeners an average day for you. You get up, you have coffee maybe, you go to the cafe, you do your artwork, whatever it is. We want to hear what an average day is for you in Jordan, for a regular Jordanian, and also maybe to talk about the current headlines in the Jordanian newspapers. We want to take a peek inside and see what's concerning Jordanians today. We'll be right back, everybody. Again, if you'd like to call in, feel free to do so.
Leap of Faith with Penina Taylor.
We live in the age of information, but not inspiration. If you're like me, you're looking to be inspired, to reach higher, to connect more, and to grow. Well, if you want to get warm, you need to stand close to the fire. And if you want to catch fire, you need to stand close enough to get hit by the sparks. Join me, Penina Taylor, as we walk with people who have embarked on a spiritual journey towards Torah. We'll uncover what started them on their journey and what truths they discovered along the way. So prepare to be inspired as we take a leap of faith every Sunday at 5 p.m. on Israel News Talk Radio.
We are back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on Israel News Talk Radio, and we are speaking with a Jordanian man who is talking about what's going on in Jordan, their feelings about Israel. Very interesting. You can follow Ahmed on Facebook, by the way. If you look for him, look for Ahmed A.S. Khalifa. We will put a link on our... actually, I'm going to put it in the chat room right now if you want to go and follow him. And we will also try to post that if we can, where this show is podcasted. And when we last were speaking, Ahmed, on the show before the break, I told you I wanted you to, if you could, just to Describe to us an average day in Jordan. You live in Amman, and tell us, what do? You get up in the morning? Do you get up in the morning? A lot of artists maybe don't get up in the morning. They get up in the afternoon.
No, Sometimes I don't sleep. I work or I write sometimes. By the way, there's a book, last one. It's called Lost Kingdom, Forgotten Nation. I mean by that the nation of Nabatei and the Sani. And Forgotten Nation, which is those people who need to live in peace, like Tibetan, Kashmiri. And by the way, the article in that sharing in 47, sharing Palestine, it's the second article, it was about existing of Pakistan. I studied in Pakistan. So they accept that and they refuse that. So usually I walk up sometimes in the morning, early morning, start doing my things. I have to drink a lot of coffee.
So you drink Turkish coffee?
Yeah.
With all the mud in on the bottom of the cup.
I started with, even here there's something funny. Some Jordanian, because of that Arabic coffee, when you shake the hand, the cup, it's this, we have to drink it before to go to sleep. The people usually take milk or hot chocolate to be sleepy. Here, no. We have to take coffee, and after 5 minutes, we get to sleep.
That's interesting. Okay, so you get up, you have your coffee. And then what happens?
That means we are stopping, you know. We are we do what we believe. We control our life in our way. I'm talking about Jordanian, native Jordanian.
Okay, so go through your day with us very briefly. So you get up, you have coffee. Do you drink your coffee at home or at a cafe?
At home. Sometimes I go to the farm, which these days, last few days, was collecting olive. And by the way, I could see all Palestine from there. It's next to Yushatom.
It's next to what?
Yushatom, that prophet. We talk about him in Salt City. So I could.
I'm not sure I understood. It's near what again? Sorry?
It's in that road, which is take us to the Sheikh Hassan border.
It takes you to the Israeli border.
Yeshua. Yeah. So I could see from there. And these days, because I don't have the permit, so I go. I check the farm. Visit my little brother there, and I collect stones from there to carve.
What kind of artist are you? You do sculptures, paintings? What?
I'm a sculptor. Actually, I represent our history. It's the same stone, the same type of Petra, sandstone. And also I paint in sand and I make mural. So, and sometimes I start writing if I got any idea. Even sometimes I wake up at midnight, just if I remember something, to drink water or something. I remember something, I start writing. I forget myself sometimes. I stay like 2 or 3 hours to write kind of a memorandum, to build that. Either story or
what kind of house do you live in? Do you live in an apartment building or in a stone house on the ground? What?
No, I'm living in Bangalore.
And in a what? Sorry?
Bangalore.
A bungalow.
Yeah. And
do you own your land or are you renting?
Yes. Family. Me and my brothers.
Interesting.
And, I have we have old building, one of the old building in Amman, an old Amman. Part of it, it's my workshop. And by the way, I'm making the old house down. It's building.
Tell me.
It as a museum.
Ahmed,
and
we
I have inside my workshop. By the way, I have the Israeli flag in my workshop.
You have the Israeli flag in your workshop. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
very bold
yeah.
of you. Let me ask yeah. you, Ahmed, because we're all curious about life in Jordan. Do most Jordanian families, are they large? Do they have lots of children or less children?
Now, there are conventions like this generation. They have few. It's not that.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Me?
Yes.
We are a big family. Actually, we are 11.
11? Wow. 11. That's something.
Yeah.
So tell us, the Jordanians get up, they have their coffee, their Turkish coffee with the mud on the bottom, and they maybe have a cigarette. What are in the headlines there? Tell us what is concerning Jordanians today. Are they concerned? What are the headlines there? Give us an example.
The headlines, I don't think, really, believe me, I don't care about this because it's full of lies.
It's full of lies.
Said, because even that, this interview, we talk about that spokes minister. And by the way, she was like editor for one of the main newspaper here, Lgad newspaper. And they wrote about that, by the way, when I visited, they wrote something about me, which wasn't good at that time, which is, she wasn't there, by the way. So it's not kind of revenge. She wasn't
so they
there,
wrote about when you came to Israel and visited Sderot.
Yes.
But what are the headlines today?
They are covered. They changed my name. They put Omar.
To protect you, or because it was a mistake?
No, it's not. Just they don't want to. I was ready to take anybody to court. Abusing, because it was normal. Look, the peace agreement, it's protected by law for any Jordanian. So now, if anybody, and sorry, if anybody, you said you give my Facebook. If anybody could say something bad about me or about any one of my friends, the Israeli man, I'll take him to the court tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow I'll go to the court and I'll complain. Anybody.
Are your courts, do they give justice or is it? Are they corrupt a bit?
It's independent of the mood.
It depends on the mood.
We are talking about feelings of the people. But I think under the control, I don't want to flatter, but it should be under the control of His Majesty. I think he's the chief of the three authority, parliament, and ministry, and the judge. So that's why, and you know, you remind me about that, Jordanian or Palestinian that who has been killed on the border by soldiers.
Ahmed, we only have another minute, and I'd like you just to share with us one headline. What is in the news in Jordan?
It's about supporting from the World Bank. They are giving a promise, and he succeeds, as he said. That the prime minister, that he succeeded to get few millions as supporting as a loan from the World Bank. So we will get more. We will get more in trouble in economy.
So it's, the economy is what is.
Promises, and the corrupted they are. And by the way, the corrupted, it was they steal the fruit of the peace for me. I'm telling also the people in Jordan, they are still the fruit of peace, the corrupted people. They left the peace process and they start collecting money through investor because Jordan, it was peaceful and we got peace with Israel. So the investor came and just they share them and they steal them and they steal the budget here also.
So you're saying that the government people are corruptors of peace, that they're stealing off of the back of the peace between Israel and Jordan?
That's true. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. They are using the internationalism in that period of time before, until I said that 2008. And until we reach this time, and they are now the people that are complaining. What they want? They want to go in war with this situation, or what they want?
Wow. Well, listen, we've come to the end of the show. I want to thank you so much, Ahmed Khalifa, for coming on and joining us. You have been very brave, and we are praying for your safety, that nothing bad happens to you from appearing on the show here and speaking to the Israeli people and the world. Thank you. God bless you.
Inshallah. And I give my apology as a person.
Thank you.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising at israelnewstalkradio.com.
Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Jake in Anchorage, Alaska, and I love listening to all the super interesting interviews and up-to-date information on what's happening in Israel.
Hello, this is Anna King, originally from London, now living in Israel. And what can I say? Israel News Talk Radio is my cup of tea.
My name is Bhaskar. I'm from India, and I love listening because you get to know the truth and wonderful voices from this lovely country.
Mom! Okay, wait a minute.
Hi, this is Chava Dax, and I'm calling for the rolling hills of Maale Adumim, just north of Jerusalem. I always listen to Israel News Talk Radio to get all the latest news and commentary and to keep me up to date every day.
This is Sarah Dax from Maale Adumim, and I'm 12. I wish Israel News Talk Radio was boring so my mom wouldn't listen to it all the time. Mom!
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.